If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. Punt, the wild foul guy. They call him rock the riders. Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
rock the riders. Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
punt.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today we got a special guest, Ace Porter, CEO of Ace Ill Productions, fresh out of Chicago, Illinois. Ace Porter is the Riders Live What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
To forgive me of my sins. Standing on cloud nine, nigga on ten. Looking in, boy, it's the end, like the end of a prayer when they say amen. Cross my heart on my next to kin. I put my heart on the cross when I'm going in. Put my soul in the verse like recorded in. Hoping God has a second thought for letting me in. I'm giving all I got, and all I got is what I'm giving. I'ma tell you from beginning to the end, and I'ma end it when the motherfucker sending. I'ma ab and put it in the air and the beat in the room that I'm ready. Monsters on the loose in the booth. Ooh, for the game in this bitch, nigga, what it do? 2021 still fighting with the blue. Low end nigga from the shot, that's true. You punk pussy, buddy, motherfuckers, you fool. Whoever shot Snooker, motherfucker, you threw. Your hood won't sleep, motherfucker, till the doom. When I find out, motherfucker, nigga, I'ma shoot cuss.
That's awesome.
Come on, go back in. Now, my brain's notorious, no biggie. It's silly of me to be a fool, no mini. But I'm ripping to style like, oh really? And I keep up in stakes like my niggas from Philly. Nigga biblical, but don't call me Billy. Niggas DMX and Belly, you kill me. I'm killing niggas like I'm still in my 20s. 20 niggas here still in they feelings. You niggas got to see I'm living in ceilings. I'm holding up beams, I'm sewing the building. You niggas in jeans, you know you can't fit them. You niggas is hoes, you know I ain't digging you. Look at me, nigga, do I look 52? He 50, nigga, and he 52. Over 50% of this shit is new. The other 50% don't have a clue. It's from the bottom to the top, ain't it? Hands up in this bitch, no Macarena. I'ma show you niggas how to get it, I'm the trainer. Coach put me in, he see my game and can't explain it. Off the muscle, I'm a demon and it ain't no changing. Low key, whole time and I ain't even famous. I'm just a gangster from the low end that was known for banging. And you that motherfucking snitch nigga known for singing. Nah, I'm the motherfucking reaper, nigga. You the plug, who the fuck is you to ask for cheaper? You just a thug with some baggies and some new sneakers. And I'ma connect like two Bluetooth speakers. You motherfuckers make me sick with this bitch shit. You ain't your feelings cause your bitch just suck dick.
What?
Same bitch that put you out like nigga kick. Well, I reside in my own black nigga shit. Cause I'm a boss bitch.
Ha 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 ha
I am not going. I'm airtight, Donald Goins, I'm the same nigga. The ratio flow, blame, killers aim, nigga. And all you dollar figure niggas just change, nigga. You spent your fame, didn't you? All on your name, didn't you? And that's a shame, killer. I'ma watch it rain with you and break bread, but I ain't falling down the drain with you. Stay ahead, throw the ball, a nigga, change the pictures. Go to bed if you scared, cause I came to get you. Now it was said that the dead come to hang with you. And you alive, I'm alive, niggas, change the issues. I've arrived on the guys, it's the same ritual. Civil back, outstanding members, keep the picture. You see a boss, bitch. Go. Zone, my nigga. I'm a boss, bitch.
That was Ace Porter with All I Need and I'm a Boss. Both of those songs was written and produced by ACL Productions, and both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. What up, Ace? What's to it, man?
What up, Capo?
I ain't mad at you. I can't call it out. I finally got you on Riders Live, man.
This is what I'm saying. This is the only place you can catch me at, bro. I'm right here all day and day, man. What's up with the good people out there, man?
Hey, tell the people a little bit about you and what you do.
Oh, shit. That's plain and simple. I don't do shit but make music and stay out the way, man. But it's that's really pretty much what I get into. You know what I'm saying? My name is Ace L, Ace L Production. What's up, Keita? That's my girl, Keita Junk, dead on. I'm a producer. I'm a music producer. I've been doing this music, man, since, late 80s, bro. And I ain't never tried to chase it for a bag. I just been blessed to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a nice day outside. Damn, Rodas, you called me on the right day, bro. It must be a good day, like Q said. I do music. I produce, I write, you know what I'm saying? I do a little video editing, you know what I'm saying? I do whatever my Most High give me the talent to do. I don't really try to make myself assume that I know I got it, and it's like, you know, just right. Like that. No, I have to put in work, bro, just like you did, you know what I'm saying? While we even sharing this space right now, you know what I'm saying? Because you see, what you see in me is what you already know you've been doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing, but if you want to be good at something, if you want to love what you do, fam, you got to put that work in. And people don't understand, yes, there will be sacrifices made for that. How would you not, you know, you can't cherish it no other way.
No, nope, you can't appreciate it.
No, bro. And you know, we done got too spoiled, bro, as a people to think, God damn it, our shit don't stink. And we always want something to automatically go our way. Like, we ain't got to put no work into it, or we ain't got to, you know, cherish it like it don't mean shit or it means something. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? It's why I stay out the way, for one, because like I say, I'm very aware, bro, you know what I'm saying, that this shit take the average motherfucker to a whole nother plateau if he ain't paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen good people become greedy. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. I'm trying to say this, bro. This is, I had to understand what I was getting into before I got to say I enjoy it. It's going to take work. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take discipline. So when everybody else want to go to the club and kick it and hang out, bro, man, I got to go do these beats. You know what I'm saying?
That's them sacrifices. That's them sacrifices.
So I done them, and I took them to the point, bro, this where it's not personal. You know what I'm saying? Y'all invite, like, I've been invited to so many events in the city, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always turn back around, bro, and apologize because I didn't show up, because it's not like it's my thing. I just don't see me putting my feet on the floor with the expectations of saying, oh, I'm going to make a $1 million beat today. Now I can see me putting my feet on the floor, saying, you know what I'm saying, telling him, giving my Most High his thanks for waking me up and putting me on, you know, back on earth to get my 24 hours out the day. So I'm going to go hard in the studio based off that.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's all simplicity, bro. It's all simplicity. Like, I learned the methods of how people get stuck in their own bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So
you gotta
let go of some things that, even if you was the person that grasped it and held it, sometimes you gotta let it go for it to, you know, nourish, blossom, grow. You know what I'm saying? And we don't like that, bro. Especially when we know we done put our real hard work and tears into this craft. We don't wanna just let go. But I figure my therapy, bro, it's like the more music I done just let go and, you know, share with people or whatever, just gave beats and shit away, my pressure to myself is I go in the studio and I try to make that shit double. If I gave away 15 beats this month, I'm going in the studio in 2 weeks trying to make 30 fucking beats. And it's just, that's the pressure challenge I put on myself. And then it keeps me out the way of the negativity shit that we can both reach so easy. Like, if you hadn't did this podcast right now, you know what I'm saying, you probably got up, got your cup of coffee, stepped outside, and tried to force make yourself to go do something out there right now that you was going to do anyway, but you want to do it right then and there. Nah, let the course go as it be, bro. Like, I was running that shit. Every time my course was going straight, it was me that wanted to alternate the shit.
Right.
It was me that wanted to do something different. So that's another thing that I don't do, bro. I don't point no fucking fingers at nobody. Everything I, you know, all my L's I took them because I was lacking on my knowledge. So,
yeah,
you know, music allows you to, like, when I ain't doing music, bro, I'll step back, I cut the studio off, and I just go look at fucking documentaries all day. Like, music gonna teach you. It's gonna teach you how to be you. Or it's gonna show you what's really in you. You know what I'm saying? Music is so more than music. Like, it's damn near like math. You know what I'm saying? You take music and you add it to this and add it to that. The results be amazing. So, like I say, I had to learn how to come back from my L's without attitude, without blame, without saying you did this and y'all did this. And, nah, that was all you, Ace. You know what I'm saying? So the things you can't, even the things like you, bro, anything that you can blame a person for that was a setback in your era or whatever,
you,
why don't
you play the part
like
in it? You played a part in it, and you gotta accept that.
Yeah, it wasn't a setback to you more than it was a, okay, now I know how to deal with this situation with that person. Like, you know, I was dealing with everybody the same way when it came with music. That, I like it. So if I'm gonna share which and give it to you, like, I was wrong to expect that you was gonna like it. Just cause we cool, bro, don't mean you're supposed to like all the beats I send you. Like, and I had to, you know, yeah, bro, it definitely is, man. Failure is a team effort. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, shit, I was raw at failure. Shit, I was cold at failure. But I can say that because I seen where I did my own 360. And when I did it, once again, I didn't point no fingers. I didn't say, ah, ha, ha, look now, y'all, I made it. Or, nah, you ain't do this. Like, I didn't shit on nobody. And I still ain't nowhere where I feel like I want to be. Basically, because I don't put titles and accolades on myself. Like, I got Producer of the Year last year in Chicago.
Okay.
I got Producer of the Year award last year. And that was major to me as far as being grateful and humble.
Right.
I still didn't go pick that award up yet, bro. And every time me and her talk, she just busts up laughing and be like, you are so serious about that. I just got nominated for Engineer of the Year. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Congratulations.
So these are blessings, bro. I had to give up. I had to give up what I thought was the shit to get to this point, bro. You know what I'm saying? I remember my bed was two pillows on the floor. Now I can goddamn it roll three times in the motherfucking bed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, sir, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, catch the playback, God. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we right here. I'm chopping up with this man all day long.
You from the era where we used to go outside.
I'm from the era where we used to use number two pencils, Rodas.
Man,
we ain't had them teachers that let you use your. You know, I was just talking about that the other day when my man was saying the teacher was wrong for fighting the student. Cause no, that little bitch was wrong. Bitch, this is a place of motherfucking learning. Ship, you want to come in with a phone?
So here's the thing: school start at home. So the parent was a good teacher, you know?
Of course. And don't nobody want to get them and put that out there. Y'all want to say, see, everybody's concentrating on how big her ass was. She showed that, but she kicked shorty ass. That's what they got a feeling with. You know what I'm saying? A problem with. Or y'all want to take a job and, you know, whatever. But who the fuck told you to come outside with this phone? Who told you to bring this phone in school? Now, if they start checking phones, if they got phone lockers in school where you got to come through this door and put your motherfucking phone in here until school is over with, then motherfuckers going to get a transfer. They don't want to go to that school.
Or they won't,
these today,
or they won't even bring the phone to school at all.
Like, they want two motherfuckers want too much leniency. And then motherfuckers think, God damn it, you know, I don't give a fuck about an independent parent or independent person because you're not. It's no fucking such thing. You want to be independent, bitch, give your air back. Breathe on your own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talk that shit. Oh, I got this, I got it. Bitch, you only independent because ain't nobody finna put up with your bullshit. And nigga, you only independent,
exactly.
God damn it. Niggas the same way. Nigga, you independent because you still stuck on, God damn it, trying to be greedy. Like, ain't no such thing as that shit, man. Motherfuckers just want, you know, they want to take that bullshit and run with it as a sense of comfort. Like, I'm done with that shit, bro. Like, it took me 15 years to get my life back. So I can't sit here and entertain nobody with that shit. I refuse to even get on your podcast and glamorize shit like that. It's the dumbest shit ever. Like, I could say all day long, nigga, I write, produce, do all that. I can say, oh, man, look, I put together a 7-disc CD. Just me. I'm not worried about no motherfucking nigga, period, talking about some verse for verse with me. I'll burn your ass up. Because y'all ain't talking about shit. I'm cold with what I do. Like, I could talk my shit. This ain't no motherfucker. This a crown for real. There ain't no hat. That shit say goat for real, goddammit. I'm good. I'm the greatest at what the fuck I do. But I had to learn how to be humble and give back.
Yeah.
That was my shit, Rodas. That was my mission. I got all I got. Go ahead, bro.
When the mom and pop stores was up, I saw your shit in there. I used to go get that music tracks.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, so I don't even talk about that shit, bro. Like, niggas can't get on your podcast and talk about going to jail with Tupac. That's the funniest little big head motherfucker ever. You know what I'm saying? Or kicking it with MC8 and them on a regular. Just like, niggas can't talk about that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even speak on that shit. I'm out of y'all lane. Y'all niggas still dealing with, you know, they still dealing with a 720. I done reached a whole 1440. I'm past trying to look down on the motherfucker more than I'm quicker to help him up. It ain't gonna hurt me. It ain't gonna hurt me to help somebody.
No. Nope.
You know what I'm saying? I used to think it though, bro. If you wasn't on my level, if you ain't had the type of bread I had, or if your music mind wasn't where Miles is at, I was looking at you as somebody different. And that shit stuck me. Because now here it is. I'm trying to find the perfect motherfucking artist, the perfect motherfucker that's going to spit these bars. Like, nigga, you pushed him to the side. You didn't give him his chance to shine the way he wanted. You, my time frame can't be yours. I got to understand.
Exactly.
I got to understand when you say you're going to get over me, I'm going to be like, okay, Mr. Hunt, give me a time frame. Because I can't just say I'm ready now. Okay, you is too. But that ain't how I want to do my authorship. Like, I had to adjust to that.
I had to
let people, because I had a, the way I am, bro, I ain't got to kiss nobody's ass. See, off the rap gang, I'm a real factor in these streets. I'm a real nigga in these streets. These niggas, they just say this shit in music. So I can't mix the two. I'm not a gangster rapper. I'm a gangster just having to rap. So with exactly that being said, I always try to make myself give them people that don't know me something different to look at. You ain't got to look at all of the rah-rah shit. Y'all see that shit every day with and without me. It's all those social media. It's what me and you talk about sometimes. Like, damn, bro, why so fucked up out here?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I think if we show the unity, like how we doing now between two brothers, is, you know, sitting down, just chopping it up. We ain't got time to run the streets. We ain't got time to go out there and catch somebody straight bullet. Like, I really live that fucking life, bro. So, like, it's not for me to prove it to somebody I know, and I can just look at and be like, that nigga is not gonna make the first gunshot scat them and rang out. Or that nigga telling as soon as he get in the handcuffs, out the handcuffs by himself. Give him a square and a motherfucking brown bag with a sandwich in it, he gonna tell you everything you know. I'm watching it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because they don't have nothing to honor. And then today, they don't got them at fear consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Right. A lot of people, and I ain't trying to be too foul, a lot of people don't know what blood tastes like.
No, bro. And it's like, you know, but I get what you're saying. I get exactly what you mean by that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, let me clear it up for you. A lot of motherfuckers don't know what blood tastes like because they're too busy got them tasting the tears. They started crying over this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, so of course you ain't going to goddamn it understand the method when you say, hey, Ace, I put blood, sweat, and tears in this. I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not that motherfucker that studied crying, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, about what ain't fair or y'all didn't come to my show or y'all didn't buy no tickets or whatever. Man, we're going to call that, goddamn it, a whole grounds of what they call networking. Don't jump up in the studio, goddamn it, ASAP Rocky, and do your shit and then expect everybody just come by your motherfucking, you know, your product. You got to network, bro. I had to get out
here.
You got to talk to people. I wasn't that guy, bro. Right. I didn't do daytime.
Right.
None of that shit. I did real street shit. So it's in my music. Like, yeah. I don't sit here and try. I'm not going to glamorize your son, your niece, your nephew with none of the shit I grew up doing.
Yeah, right.
They're not gonna make it. Ain't no you putting my shoes on. We didn't wear shoes, bro. We wore combat boots. We different from these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, like I say, I get some of the shit that I see, but like I say, I don't condone that fucking fake ass single parent shit. Like, you don't need a motherfucker for this, or you don't need a motherfucker for that. But now the shit is starting to get even now, because you got men stepping the fuck up and doing what the fuck they're
like,
supposed to do.
Both parents are equally important.
Nah, bro, I ain't sugarcoating that shit. These bitches crazy.
One parent ain't better than the other, but the one that's there for you matters.
Well, I agree with the one parent ain't better than the other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was a fucked up ass parent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know how to parent. I didn't know what the fuck responsibility was. I done street shit. So I don't look. This is why I don't condone the shit now, bro, because they got way too much advanced shit that we didn't have. I mean, we have book of food stamps. Bitches only stopped at $65.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers got EBT cards with $600-$700 of this shit.
Hey,
and then
Ace, let me tell you how real it was. My grandmother sent me a book of food stamps to college. I spent the motherfucking proud.
Hey, cause we know, bro. I remember cheese sandwiches, goddamn it, from the church, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing though that we can provide a different stature and structure for our kids off of that. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this here, bro. It's like, we got what we wanted from our people coming up when they seemed feasible for us to have it. And they didn't kiss our ass, bro. You can throw a fit.
Go
throw a fit. Get mad.
Yeah.
Stomp out of here like these motherfucking kids do now. Your ass will be on tomorrow's news right after that KFC commercial.
What
Your ass will be
Jada, baby. So shit, you know, I had to grow the fuck up, bro. And I took music to give me my escape of sitting down somewhere. Sit the fuck right down and stop trying to run the streets. I had everything.
What up, Jay?
I had everything to let me stay negative. All the tools. I had all the perfect tools to let me stay negative. Money was one of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I see where I'm at now in life, bro, it's like I told you earlier, you know what I'm saying? It'd be a part where I'll be working on a project so hard, the instruments will make me stop, bro, and just have, you know, a certain thought in the depth about life. It could be the snare, the 808, or the way the keys was. Like, it's always teaching me something. And I was so freaking hard on myself, boy, about trying to be perfect to, like, every time I look it up in the dictionary or find it, didn't mean what it was saying. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's no such thing as perfect. You know, just do the best the fuck you can. What makes you happy? You know what I'm saying? If this podcast makes you happy, bro, to be able to sit down and we talk as brothers, giving these people something to look at, like, damn, you know, we can do that. Like I say, we do owe these, we owe this era, bro. I ain't finna sugarcoat and say we don't.
Yeah.
I ain't finna be one of these cats. I ain't finna be one of these cats, be, oh man, fuck these. No, I owe y'all, because y'all had no idea what's going on. We done none of this shit, bro.
Right.
To call physical harm or fatal harm to somebody, that shit had to be sanctioned.
Yeah, it's called a violation.
Yeah, bro. So I'm like, you know, my safe haven was this music, bro. And I had to get out. One of my sacrifices was I had to leave Chicago because it's my kitchen. It's my fucking living room. Yeah. Like, I got too much fucking power. Can't nobody tell me shit in the city of Chicago. Nobody. I can say that shit.
I know that's right.
You know, I can say that shit proudly. I follow guidelines all day long because I'm a real nigga.
Right.
Can't nobody tell me shit. I know how to fight. Yeah. I'll knock your motherfucking head off your body. But if we show leadership, like I keep saying, as far as, you know, like, we've been on the same path, bro, since the day I met you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is the most I even talk to you about street shit. Every time we talk, it was about growing in this music business and, you know, doing some longevity for the music aspect of it. Like, I don't want to be looked at as he used to be, Rodas. I don't want to be him. The used to be guy. You know what I'm saying? Now, I take the, oh, he elevated, he changed, or he sacrificed. I want motherfuckers to see my sacrifice. Like, this was one of my biggest fucking sacrifices behind me, bro. But I don't too many niggas got a pool pit in their house, bro. Not us.
Church.
Not, with two Bibles? Not us. We don't have it. I'm a real bad guy. I need this shit around me. So I'm not into wanting to, you know, do the kill a nigga track all day long and blow a motherfucker head off. Like, I get your attention.
Right.
I got bars. I got knowledge. I know which way to go, but I can get your attention. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the shit I be hearing, you know, and who I hear from and where they hear from, when I respond to it, I'm going to respond to it to facts. Like, you were never that. I hear this shit now.
Yeah.
You got motherfuckers on the radio now in the city of Chicago talking about what they is and what they did. Man, you ain't never done that shit. And I'd rather tell you face to fucking face. So when you tell me you did and I know you lying, I'm going to slap the fuck out your ass because I'm not a rapper.
Right. And you wouldn't be speaking on it if you did.
You know, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So we can't keep allowing that to happen, bro, and the youth picking it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm under the Granddaddy Act now. I love that shit. But I don't want my motherfucking grandbaby coming to me talking about something. Hey, bro. This is what I hear out the young ladies, fam. You know, the 15, 16, 17-year-old young ladies. This is what I hear out of them. You know, that's how they talk to each other. Hey, bro. But as soon as you punch one of their ass in their throat, it's, you know, you hit a girl. No, I hit bro now.
Right.
Shit. Exactly. You know, ain't no fuck. It's no fucking way, fam. We supposed to have three bathrooms.
No way. That's a whole nother topic.
That slipped out. But we ain't. Hey, that's why shit the way it is. That's why I write the way I write, bro. We live in a
sensitive ass fucking climate.
Nah, you know what I say? I say this is the recreation of Sodom and Gomorrah, bro.
Oh yeah. Oh, this you know shit going down. It's going down, bro.
I like to write about the shit or make music about it, whereas
helpful.
I think that's what I love about. I always loved about certain groups like Goody Mob, you know, Public Enemy. Shout out, man! I just met this cat named Madman D from City of Chicago. He an artist, but his first statement was like, "Bro, I like going political." So right. I'm cool. I'm frantic to work with people that want to think or that want to speak into making a change. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep like you doing now, bro. Like this is a change for somebody on your team and on my team looking like, damn, them two brothers talking about something real. I could do that. I just didn't know how to say it. Like we're waking somebody up as we speak. That's why I was on. That's why I told you. I don't give a damn, bro. You can call me and be, hey, let's get up and do this podcast because I know somebody watching us that need to be watching us.
Exactly. Speaking.
Go ahead.
In the podcast. Tell the people the name of your podcast and what your platform about, man, and what they can expect.
I got a podcast called Ill's World Podcast, you know, and I don't showcase nothing on my podcast, but interviews of the artists and music, all music, the music that's, you know, that they got out, music coming up. I chop it up with nothing but music. I don't talk about nothing else on my platform but music. Now I am the co-host on two other platforms, like a political platform. We got my dude made called Somebody Gotta Say This Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a co-host on that. Then I'm the co-host on Blurred Mind Media. That's my dude J-Wall the Jerk, man. This is the when you come home from work, everybody wants to relax with a good laugh here and there, whatever, or hear something funny in the day, you know what I'm saying? Just to help unwind with it. And J-Wall the Jerk is that him, Blurred Mind Media's. So we are active, bro. And like I said, my show usually falls on Saturday at 7, every Saturday at 7 o'clock on YouTube. You know, so right now I got my list of people that I'm finna interview, and I'm just actually giving them, such as yourself, I'm giving everybody a check because everybody I'm trying to interview right now as we speak, they doing big shit. So I don't want to just bombard and because I know that they're going to reach for me or give me an interview right off the bat. I don't want to just chuck them out of that space like that. Let them shine. So when they do come to me and you know, give me the interview, I got content to talk about with them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's organic. How we are. Right.
Yeah, you know, so, like, Dottie Stacks was, like, my first artist that I interviewed.
Shout out to Dottie Stacks. Shout out to Dottie Stacks, bro.
I did them all, bro. Like, I interviewed Dottie, Stacks Malone, Philip Martell, Chemistry Beast, Direct, just about everybody that's Max Julian, just about everybody that's making a factor, you know, that's doing something in the city right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to all them, man, for even giving my platform, you know, the support that I was asking for. This is why I give back the way I do, bro. When I ask these people and have asked these people for their cooperation on certain things, I didn't get no... man, Ace, man, or motherfuckers go behind your back and try to check. I check out. So I respect motherfuckers that take time out, bro, to even give me 10, 15 minutes of their motherfucking day. And they'll wind up turning into down a half hour, 2 hours, some shit like that. But I just respect them people, bro. Like, it's not going to make me deviate I found my safe haven. My safe haven. This music is my safe haven. If I come out of this motherfucker, if I come out of my habitat into these streets, like, people have a problem. I can make sure of that. But I'm going to have a bigger problem because I told my Most High I was on something different. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I can't go back on my word. You know what I'm saying? But, man, the devil's hands, you know, you know what I'm saying? However they say that shit is, the devil has
idle time. Idle time is the devil's workshop.
Yeah, bro. So I experienced it. I experienced that shit. But however it got to the point where I was able to change, I'm not trying to be smart enough to know how to do it again. Let me stay where I'm at.
Exactly.
Let me stay exactly where I'm at. This is what's working for me.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? This
bro.
Is, yeah, bro. And it's like you got to share your growth to people you know that's going to outgrow you. Our youth is going to outgrow us. Why the fuck wouldn't you want them to be top of the line, goddammit, you know, train brain?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Not, you got to plant something. You got to plant some in them of substance so it'll grow to something great.
And with all due respect, bro, it's complicated because the people we're asking to do that, they don't come from that background. They come from a background of surviving, of the poverty. You know, like, you probably take care of kids that don't know you used to probably pluck motherfucking roaches out the cereal box and still gonna eat the motherfucker because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Or you know, I gotta cut my sandwich up in pieces to make it seem like, goddamn it, I'm gonna have a bunch of motherfucking sandwiches because I gotta get full in my head. Like, right. These kids really don't, you know, have that to worry about now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, we can't do that, bro. That's you can't give a lost mind everything it wants just because it wanted. That's what fucked me
up. True.
It fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't grow up in a struggle. What I had, we grew up whatever the fuck we wanted to have.
Right.
Our motherfucking crib, our house in the projects was the shit. Everybody wanted to come over our house when we was little, and we stayed in the projects.
And the best thing about the projects was the sense of family. It was rules and it was structure.
Discipline. It was discipline, fam. It was discipline and love. That's all you're getting out of projects. Discipline and love. Like, you didn't see, motherfuckers didn't have no R. Kellys in the projects. You didn't have no serial killers in the projects. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit that happened to them degrees, those were very, very rare things that happened. Other than that, man, wasn't no motherfucker just showing up putting sets inside sets?
No.
Man, you get shit. Wipe the fuck out. But I had to find me a niche on how to explain it without trying to seem like a challenge or I was glamorizing the shit like we were better. But I just say we have more discipline, respect, and love. The reason I said I really got no ops.
Obedience.
Yeah, bro. That's why I ain't really got no ops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no ops, bro, because eventually, goddammit, you know, anybody I ever got into with growing up was not a whore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Was not no bitch-made motherfucker. So I don't have ops. I see people I got into it back then. If we made it to this day, we're grown. It's a blessing we didn't get a chance to do that to each other, because 9 times out of 10, that person I could say I seen that I was beefing with, they probably were 2-3 little kids in the park playing on the swing. This granddaddy baby, you know what? Man, real niggas can't take that from these people.
Right.
Man, you're not supposed to. They're the future. Them kids, them babies is the future. And I had to learn that, bro, but I had to isolate myself. I stay by myself, bro. Like, I love to goddamn it holler through this motherfucker. Hey, babe, you making breakfast?
Right.
Other than that, it's more like, bitch, make sure that door closed when you leave. No, I'm still sweating.
But that's your space. That's your comfort zone. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. But I gotta show what it took to get it, bro. Cause it didn't come from the game. I had to submit my ways. I had to give up the block. I had to give up the game. Like, you want what you want. You know, you said you want a house, you want cars, you want, ooh, I'm going to give it to you, Ace. What you going to give me back?
Right.
That
really happens, bro. If people think that if people think they don't have a Most High to attend to, they're fucking mistaken. It really fucking happens. So I had to answer him, cause I'm in the midst of nothing. I'm just on the block. I'm homeless, but not homeless. You know, homeless motherfucker don't walk around with $1,500, $2,500 in his pocket and all kinds of shit. You know, I just ain't got nowhere to go. Ain't nobody finna get them and rent me nothing, cause y'all know who I am. In my background, they like, hell no. I tell you, just don't want your ass staying here, motherfucker. So it's like, you got to change, Ace. If you wanna have somebody, especially my grandbabies, if you want them to look up to you, bro, you can't. I don't want them looking up to me talking about some what they heard I done on the street and shit like that. No, 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 bro. I can't live with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want you to see what we got here now moving forward. Like, all my motherfucking rights and my music is tied up in my grandkids. Anything I'm
going
to make of, huh?
So you trying to leave a legacy? What's something on your bucket list?
Our people couldn't do it, bro. So why you think it ain't is up to us? Look what you doing. Look what you doing. You easily could have been doing what Unc was doing, bro. Easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you're trying to leave a legacy of, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I know what we was labeled as, but we don't have to be that. You know what I'm saying? I knew what people called me, but I didn't have to be there. Let me go to school and show these motherfuckers what a dummy really looks like. Because it ain't me. You know, I just had bad attendance. I do my motherfucking work and I leave. But it wasn't. Right. So it has to be a certain way I tell my nephew and them about school. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to say, well, they said you didn't go. I said, but you said I ain't stupid either. I had to go back. I went back in 2014. That's the story they leave out. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you didn't finish school. You dropped out. Yeah, but I went back in 2014 to show my kids, like, you know, you can fall off, but you can also fall back on, too. Like, it's a scary thing. It is, bro. Success is a scary thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to uphold your dignity, your integrity. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a real person when you start succeeding in life. It don't take shit for a failure. Failure ain't got to do shit, but just get up, scratch their ass, got them to go about their day. That's all that's true. Matter of fact, a street motherfucker, wine head, puts more into a day than a failure. You know what I'm saying? So I don't ever want to be the person that got somewhere in life, but it's all right to look down on somebody. Never.
Oh, no.
Never, bro. But this is what I see on the regular. But they non-consciously do this here because people think that's a form of ranking and control. Like, the bigger you are, the more this person has to submit. Like,
that ain't true.
Like, I apologize for all the people I said that shit to and made them.
So look, look at it like this, right? The president is supposed to be the leader of this so-called free world.
And he ain't got no Jews.
Exactly.
He ain't got no Jews, and he's the lowest paying motherfucker. Huh?
He's just a figurehead.
You know, so that brings me back to saying, remember, we grew up under the act of it ain't no big eyes and little U's. Like,
right.
Everybody teach, especially our culture, bro. Especially this here. Like, these kids.
It's a false sense of entitlement.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's sad to see them not indulge in the simple shit. I mean, we had strikeout. Remember we used to play strikeout?
teacher.
It's sad because they can't do it because some motherfucker want to ride past and start shooting.
Exactly.
Because he didn't take the time out to say, you know, hey, man, look, we go. Like, my nephew got into it. Now, this guy, 8 years old, my little nephew, 8 years old, and he's a little fella. But he got into it with another young guy, little boy in the park, who was smaller than him. Now, You got 7 or 8 kids over there ready to pull their phones out. So, oh, he put a mouth short. I said, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, a whole story about this here. Because I know when I get through talking, I'm going to be the only person talking. And I showed them that the two little motherfuckers was actually the big motherfuckers.
Right. Because they talked it out.
Yeah. I mean, they agreed to, I want my lip back. You want your lip back? What? So they gave their little stuff, their little scrap. That was between them two. That's what they wanted to do.
Exactly.
This group here is, oh, no, you're going to have to do this. Stop ducking. Stop. I said, I tell you what, let me fight any one of y'all, and I'm going to tell y'all, stop falling out. Stop passing out. Stop spitting out your teeth. You don't stop spitting your teeth out. Stop doing that. But when I start showing them, like, you know, man, y'all glamorizing two babies.
Right.
But y'all want somebody to respect y'all as pre-adults or give y'all some type of entitlement of, like, y'all's like, man, y'all are whores.
Yeah.
Every last one of y'all out here, and I want y'all to tell me something different. I'm going to slap the fuck out of somebody, kid.
Man.
So now when I got their attention, I'm out there 10, 15 minutes talking to the whole circle. Like, bro, y'all out here in the open park. Y'all make Y'all make people mad enough to want to come through here just shooting. Don't nobody deserve that, man.
Right.
And that's one thing we ain't never did. That's one thing we didn't do, bro. We outlawed that shit quick. Drive-bys, better not do that shit. Nope. If I'm riding with you and you shoot out my car, I'm going to bust your motherfucking head open.
Yeah.
You that motherfucking hard about trying to take somebody's life? Get the fuck out. Go look that person in the face.
Right.
It's a whole different demographic then, bro. Now you ain't so mad at that person.
Right.
Like people don't want to do that, but people scared to talk like I'm talking because they scared of the ridicule. You get exiled. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay, bro.
Look,
I'd rather get exiled for something to live. You know what I'm
saying? As long as you could go to sleep at night comfortably and wake up and look in the mirror without no dishonor, that's honorable.
I got mirrors in my house. A lot of people don't have mirrors in their house. They just can't look at their
why,
shit.
Why, right?
Shit, they scared to look at their self. But I'm only saying this, bro, is because that was me, bro.
Right.
All this shit was me. I'm not saying nothing about nobody, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't go through. I was a professional asshole. You couldn't tell me shit. I got too much money for you to talk to me. I don't give a fuck who you is. You could be the dean of Harvard.
Right.
Man, now when I sit back and walk past these same mirrors I just told you about, sometimes I'll walk past the third mirror and be like, yo, dumbass. you could have been past it. You could have been on this platform at 25 years old type shit.
Right.
Like, you know, so that's why I don't point the finger. That's why I don't look down on nobody. That's why I don't, any little blessings that I get, I don't say, aha, and fuck y'all, and woo, woo, woo. Like, no, bro, he meant that shit. He can get it to you. He'll take that shit same day.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I couldn't grasp hold of being greedy and enjoying that. Like, I can't sit around somebody I know starving to death and
right.
I know I can feed them, bro, and I just choose not to feed them because I don't know you
right.
That's not for me to judge. If you happen to be in my motherfucking visual, then that's for a reason.
Exactly. You never know who that person might be.
Exactly.
The Most High.
So I can't. So this is why I say I understand Matthew 7, not judging nobody. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. And I ain't even a big spiritual head by far. I just had to learn these things, bro. And I was the only thing. Like, I was the only person that was in my way.
You was your own worst enemy.
Yeah. Nobody had the balls to get in my way, bro. But nobody had the balls to tell me, hey, Ace, you in your way. Move out the way. Nobody wanted to tell me that because they seen how much control I had over failing.
Right.
I was cold at that shit.
But
fail.
Ace, you can't be a good winner until you learn how to be a good loser.
And see, they don't tell you, Rodas, it don't just start when you young. You know, I probably didn't pick up on that, bro, till I was like probably in my late 30s. You know what I'm saying?
Stop
So it's like, that's why I'm not finna shit on nobody, bro. I'm gonna let you play yourself out of the box. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me. You know what I'm saying? However you choose to judge me and see me, I'll give you that. Because I'm in a shrine where if I felt, what up, Nate? How you doing, family? I'm in a shrine where, you know, I know how to walk away from shit now. Fighters don't walk away from nothing, bro.
The best fighter don't got to fight at all.
It's like, but I took L's learning this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm trying to shorten that for our youth. Like, bro, if you believe anything I say to you as a big homie, or uncle, OG, nigga, whatever, man, that's not the right approach, bro.
Right.
Especially like now. We was just labeled, the worst they did us is when it came down to tattoos and shit. Like, now, it's, if they see your ass with dreads, you a number one threat.
Yeah. Hey, your skin makes you a threat.
I was just telling you, that was our shit in the day. Our color and our motherfucking goddamn it, tattoos and shit like they got now, if they black with dreads. I just watched a little news segment the other day. They had this probably 105-pound white lady in court. She did a crime. The judge told her, because of the nature of your crime, we're going to charge you as I'm going to have the court look at you as a 300-pound black man. That's how I'm going to prosecute you.
Wow.
Like, it's no way. If I have all the power I had in that motherfucking region, in that city where they was throwing that at, man, we mobbing deep as fuck, all black to that courtroom. What the fuck you mean by that?
So here's my thing. Like, we always, a lot of times, we always ride when it's just convenient, you know?
Hey, listen, bro, you hitting it on the head, but it's like I say, I had to be one of them ones. Like, I'm one of them people that motherfuckers will be like, well, shit, Ace ain't doing it, so I ain't doing it. I got to do it.
Right.
Like, I got a lot of love for my man. I'm not a rapper. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not a fucking rapper.
I'm going to keep it a whole buck. I like your music and everything, but I understood that off the rip. You feel me?
Yeah, bro. So I can't boast that. I have to teach and show why I'm like that, why I stay dedicated the way I am, why I feel like I'm going to be me to the death of me. Like, I don't need nobody to validate what I am. I just need to see what I say to somebody, it helped them live a little longer and a little better and a little wiser. Because I done did and went through all the bullshit for you. I'm here to tell you the story. Like, oh, bro, I ain't trying to get in your business or nothing, but that shit ain't going to work, bro.
What up, hog rider?
You need a holster to put that on. You can't just put it in your pants now, bro, and say it's legal. They gonna shoot the shit out you.
Exactly.
Like, shit, you got gun card, gun, all that, carry and conceal, all that. So you couldn't buy a holster. So yeah, right. don't trip when he run up on your ass and plug your ass.
Exactly. You
supposed to do it. Like, we can't keep trying to make this. Like, we can say all day long, they owe us, they owe us, they owe our ancestors. All that shit doesn't apply until action is started. Like, motherfucker, like, people talk, you know, you be standing right there, ready for the fight, braced up. But you're not gonna get into that shit until the actual motherfucking physical shit come with it. Other than that, like, I learned how to look at people now and be like, oh, man, I'll beat his ass. Let me go and get the fuck out of here. Right. And walk off. You know what I'm saying? I learned that. You know, so I don't have to tell people a story of me fighting a 40 to life case. Like, I don't have to tell you that. I can let my actions show you that.
Right.
Like, yeah, dude ain't shit. Like, in jail or out jail, I'm still a made nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I have to act like I care. I have to act like I know I got sense enough to show change, show growth and development. For anybody, bro, it's not about a mob. It's not about a stock. If I see your nephew or son needing some AA on some Knowledge Style, some Jewels, I'm not going to not give it to him because he's not one of my guys, or his people not up under my style. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not feeling
exactly.
That's raping him. You raping him of knowledge, fam. Like, you know, and I done a movie in 2003 called Raping the Streets. Like, niggas is really just catching up. I ain't just started doing this shit. I've been doing this shit since 81. So that's why I'm so self-disciplined and so strict about how I move in this shit, bro. I think this shit do the ugly to people. Ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can, like I say, a lot of motherfuckers can't get on your podcast and say, yo, man, I remember Tupac goddamn told me I was goddamn raw. Like, people can't say that shit. Or, oh, man, I remember going to jail with Tupac when he goddamn was at the Regal Theater. Woo this, woo that. You know, he got in our van, we left, and this, that, and the other. Like, it's not, I had my time. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
To enjoy what I needed to enjoy. So, therefore, it's not for me to turn around and try to shit on motherfuckers that I see that's a little too late right now. And then here it is, you're too fucking grown to be jumping in the game, kicking that weak bullshit that you're kicking. You ain't talking about shit, nigga. Right. You just talking about the shit you want people to like so you can fake check the bag.
Man.
Like, you know, they do, like, you know, they do got jobs for people that don't want to get on the rap.
That's a whole nother episode.
You see what I'm saying? We can have them all day, bro. You know, whenever you put them together, because like I say, we have to reach the people. I was thinking that same goofy ass shit too. Oh, fuck them. They ain't shit. They ain't doing shit for me. Oh, shit.
Hey,
you say that?
Why do people don't understand that when you go somewhere else to another place, they got rules there. They got street people there. They got real people there.
Bro, motherfuckers are tell you right, and it was a couple of kids that's like that. Like, they bad as hell at home, but when they come around Ace, goddammit, it's a whole different, you know, spiel. It's because they're allowed to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we was allowed to find our niche and what we wanted to do in life and this, that, and like, without glamorizing it. Motherfucker asked me what I wanted to be when I was growing up in grammar school. Like, everybody wanted to be fireman and police. I wanted to be a hitman. That bitch put me out the classroom.
Hey, I said I wanted to be a pimp player and a hustler.
You know, but it's like,
put out.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I took that two ways. I took that as she felt disrespected that I thought like that because you thought higher and thought better for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you seen where my mindset was at. And then I took it like, oh, you got favoritism. You know, you don't want me to be such, such, this, that. Now you done made me have a false sense of dislike for law enforcement. Shit. Because I ain't get a chance to be a fireman and police officer. I don't like neither one of these motherfuckers. I want to be what I said. No, I'm saying that's how I can't spill that over to the youth. I can't. Right. Like, if my grandson come tell me, you know what I'm saying, oh, granddaddy, I want to be a fireman when I grow up. I can't tell him, man, fuck that. They're going to put you out the classroom.
Right.
I'm supposed to tell him, man, now that's a good thing because you get to save lives. And I'm supposed to nourish it. I'm supposed to enrich it. I didn't have that in me, bro, until I started taking L's. When you take L's, you by yourself.
Yeah.
You by your fucking self when you take L's, fam. I remember being at my daughter's funeral. Her whole entire family is on this side. I am on this side by myself in all grays with fucking twigs and braids in my hair because I'm fighting a case. And they let me out to come bury my daughter. That's something I refuse to ever go through again in that mannerism.
Right.
So I can't tell these kids whom still not in touch with their emotions, like, y'all don't really know how hard you motherfuckers are crying till you see a loved one pass. But like, motherfucker, you can actually watch a movie and go through this if you let yourself understand the dialogue.
Exactly. Hey, I wanted to say this too, Hey. My condolences on you losing your dad. I know.
Yes, sir. Yes,
y'all
sir.
Y'all was real close.
Because I had to show my kids what it meant.
Exactly.
I had to show my son. I got five boys. So right. If they did, it was busy running the street doing what they need. They got every fucking right to get them and be on a podcast and nigga, my daddy wasn't there for me. I can't take that from them. You know what I'm saying? But I talk to them now as men. And if you ask me, you know, what I tell them the honest truth, man. Your dad did some of the stupidest shit, which I chose the streets over parenthood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't sugarcoat it. I don't tell them all point the fingers.
The best hood is fatherhood.
It's like, I don't point fingers. Okay, I agree with that. Because I'm having a ball with it, bro. That's the only reason I'm having a ball. Now that I know what you get out of it.
Exactly.
I'm enjoying this shit. I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like
memories.
It's going to take that input to make you want to. Like my granddaughter came out here for the first time to see me. Bro, we was probably in here not even a full hour. She came upstairs. She's like, Grandpa, this your studio? I was like, yeah. And she's like, where the microphone and stuff at? And walked straight in there and just did her little hook right off beat, off the beat that she heard. I was like, wow.
That's
so it's like we don't know what lies in our kids, fam, until we get them an outlet to express themselves. Like, I always tear down that negative shit. You know, some of the kids, like I watch these kids talk to their parents, fam. Like, they're first of all, you shouldn't have bought their ass a $700 fucking phone and they ain't talking about shit. Sucks to be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that shit. I don't give a fuck if you talk that I got one kid and what. Fuck all that. I don't like talking to my own goddamn child, you know what I'm saying, on a regular, so I ain't finna buy you no $700 goddamn. How the fuck you got a $700 phone and I got an Android?
Right. Like,
I don't give a fuck about your grade supposed to be what the fuck they are. I don't owe you no reprimand for that shit. Bitch, go the fuck to school.
Yeah.
Get your ass the fuck up and go learn. You're not supposed to get awarded for that shit. Motherfucker, you don't see me goddamn asking God to reward me for goddamn learning how to inhale and exhale. Stop and see what happened.
Exactly. So, so describe yourself to the listeners in one phrase before we get out of here.
Private. Hurt. Hurt that I didn't get a chance to do what I see, what I should have been doing. You know what I'm saying? So that hurt made me humble. I always took the word truth, bro, T-R-U-T-H, and broke it down to the real understanding to hate.
That's deep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like I had to let it go, Rodas.
Yeah.
It was nobody else cold enough to do me in but me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the people that I thought that was trying to do me in was actually trying to help me.
Right.
But you go through this so much on the regular, bro, I get sleep. Now when I go to sleep, I can cut my motherfucking TV off and go to sleep. I couldn't do that at first because I'm running from demons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of, once you get your peace back, ain't nobody going to have to tell you how to teach and share that with somebody else. You're going to want to do that.
Right.
Share my gift with my people, fam, as far as music. I want to share that. And like I say, I'm a real private person. I shut myself out. You know, like I said, I've been in this house 5 years by myself. I have company, whatever, because I fuck with the studio. But I don't want to be around these people, man, because I get to see what's really around me.
Right.
So if I can pound them down with this music and let them think, I don't want nothing back, Rodas. I just want y'all to be whom you was meant to be. Like, Satin, see what I'm saying? That's my son right there. What's up,
what
bitch?
Up?
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I got to let them see, bro. Like, they know what they old man was. But I refuse to stay like that and be like that and then catch a chip because he don't want to bring his son around me. Like, nah. My daddy played with too many guns, and he walked away and did. Like, I can't get mad at that, bro.
Right.
Because I didn't do them like that. You know what I'm saying? So now, goddammit, you know, when it comes down to it, I got to respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the only way I was able to respect it with truth, dignity, and respect is I had to check myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just, you know, because you can do what you want to do, you can't just do what you want to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're meant to do what our limbs and our bodies and our minds still work, bro, because we're meant to do what we're supposed to be doing.
With a purpose.
So it's like, you know, how do you get to enjoy yourself? Like, to me, I'm going to enjoy the fact that I done had this conversation, which not that we even had it on Instagram, bro. They don't know. Your listeners don't know. Like, we'll chop it up like this without them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So this how serious it is of me feeling like you needed to have your viewers and listeners, you know what I'm saying, understand the type of people you prefer to surround yourself with. Because I'm like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I had all the tools and all the best shit I needed to stay a failure. I had a cold. I had everything. Anything that needed to keep me on the bottom, I had it. But when I sacrificed it and just let it go,
better.
Man, please. I wake up with this motherfucker more than with problems. I wake up with this cup more than I wake up with a problem.
Price.
So it's like I get to have a wholesome day talking to Mr. Hunt, talking to Mr. Johnson, Mr. Claiborne, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Williams. I get to enjoy my day because somebody done talked to me as a person. Like, motherfuckers used to talk to me as my status, as who I was out here. Like, so it was hard for me to trust people. Are you just talking to me like that because you don't want, or are you just talking to me because, you know, who I am? So, like, I had to judge that shit.
You got your blinkers on.
Yeah, boy. So when I stop doing it, when I say, well, fuck it, let me just stop doing that and then see how they feel about me.
Right.
I was like, damn, I didn't know they, damn, you thought that
so, was. So, hey, since you done left the game, do they still love you?
Even more, bro. Because they see what made me leave the game.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you left the game for you. Like, I did every, I was dedicated, bro. So I did every fucking thing to the point where it's, okay, my work done.
Yeah.
Y'all asking me, so look, what you want to do? Hey, man, just give me my life back in the studio and the house, bro. And it took me 15 years to get my life back. So you think if I'm going to say, so if you think I'm going to glamorize that shit to IU, and I know what it took for me to get out of that, that doesn't make me or solidify me that type of person that I say I am. Don't make me a stand-up person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It makes me actually a bully. You know what I'm saying? It makes me a bully for real.
What up,
you know what I'm saying? I was like, that's another cat, bro. That cat, so like, I feel his energy is so fucking natural. And I've met that brother like once, I think, in person. But every time I talk to him, it'd be good conversation. Every time I link with him or every time he make a comment, it'd be something good. Like, I've learned to identify the people that's meant to be around me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to have, we're designed the way we are. Like, our health, our masculinity, like, we strong the way we are because we're going to need the strength we got to keep pushing bullshit away. Weak people can't do it.
No.
You can't, we can't knock them. Weak people can't push bullshit away. But us, we could push that shit away down to one or two hands. And when we push it away, it's going to think twice about coming back because they ain't going to like the way it got pushed.
No.
So I keep saying, in today's world, the way shit is now, you're not finna survive on what you were surviving on 5 years ago. Especially if it's not coinciding with the system. Because they all day, every day, like, you put it like this here, every 90 days, it's a new phone down there.
Yeah.
But it's the same conversation all year round.
You know, I tell people all the time, man, that we living
damn,
in
a hard to have on too. I just noticed it. It was
that's
World Podcast.
That's what's up. We living in a world against God, man. System against God.
And look, the crazy shit. This is what you was told, bro, as a kid. That's what's crazy. But we didn't hear because we was listening to Run Chief Run.
exactly.
We was playing setback. So we didn't hear what these, you know, right then and there, what our elders was telling us. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people, a comment on my page about the food I be cooking and how I display my food and stuff, that simply comes from my granny, bro.
Right.
Because when I got in trouble, I couldn't go outside and had to go over there. Ain't shit to do with watch granny cook.
Right.
Watch granny, you know, do household stuff and with natural shit. You know what I'm saying? Just for the hell of it, you're going to go iron my uncle's and them work shirts and hang them up because they didn't have to run back and forth in to go to work and do it. Like, I did not understand none of that discipline, bro, to like my late 30s. Or to a motherfucker stuck me in a cell and said, you're going to be here for 40 years to the rest of your life. Some people thought I went crazy because I think I laughed for like a day and a half, 2 days. like you really believe that? Like you, I commend you if you think that. If you gonna think you gonna make me put that in my motherfucking head that I'm finna live in your motherfucking 8x10 for 40 motherfucking years.
And man, you gonna live in my head rent free when my mind is clear.
Come on, bro. So who do you go to? I went to the only person that was able to help me,
God.
My Most High.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody else, even when they could, they didn't know how to help me. Like, man, bro, because they like, shit. You, bro, my bond was $13,000. I had $11,000 on my books. I couldn't get $2,000 on this planet. So it was meant
for me. Are you serious?
It was meant for me to be there.
Yeah. Sometimes God will sit you down. And if you ain't never been set down, you'll never know.
And that was me.
Yeah.
That's why I talk. That's why I'm so full of conversation on the topics we're talking about, because I'm actually keeping it about me. You know, I was all the shit I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, I live a single now. Shit, bitch, gotta be a cold ass bitch to get under my skin now. I don't need you. You can't put me out of nowhere. You can't take no car from me. You can't get them called police on for nothing. I don't have to do nothing but ask you to move yourself from my premises and push my door closed. Now I'm case free.
Yeah.
And since I know what it's like being locked up against your fucking will, man, I'm not gonna let nobody just put me, goddammit, you know, in and out of no motherfucking jail. I wasn't built for that shit. I had 27 motherfucking people told on me. I told the judge, how bad of a guy you think I am? If 27 right. people told on me, y'all, you think if I didn't want to be in this courtroom, I wouldn't leave?
Right.
I'm built for the self-destruction. But who deserves it if I'm trying to leave a legacy? If I'm trying to goddamn pull somebody's coattail and show them, you know, change or whatever. Ooh, man, you can't just do that shit. And I thought that, bro. And I lost all kind of shit that I see that was valuable and very important, such as parenting.
Right.
This is why I praise my son so much. Both of my kids. This is why I praise both of my sons, you know, to this degree. Man, with all due respect, they are never trying to raise their fucking kids like they did and got them raised them. I support that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Without grudge. Well, or why you don't want to get the fuck out of here? Do you really want to hear your motherfucking kids say, cuz, nigga, you wasn't shit growing up? You don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to hear that. So, motherfucker, you don't want to hear that. Yeah. You know, so if you're going to respect them and respect them and what they're on, you got to listen to it, bro. I have to listen to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I had to see why some of my kids felt like, you know, shit. That's why mama got the sheet of shit slot.
Right.
Yeah. You wanted to goddamn go get the scale in the baggage. Remember, Pops?
Yeah.
Like, what you gonna say? And you call yourself a real nigga. What you gonna say? Oh, watch how you talk to me. You can't talk to me like I'm your father. Motherfucker, this ain't Star Wars. My name ain't Luke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you breed that or give that a space of, you know, give it a space of, you know what I'm saying, this, I asked you, you know what I'm saying? And once you gave it to me, uncut and raw, now I know how to go back to the drawing board and how to come out. Because right. I don't want to be not implemented in my grandkids' life.
Right.
Bro, that's like getting shot in the face repeatedly with a shotgun and you not dying. That's how deep that is. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you see some of you and your grandkids. That's amazing.
You know, and in your kids.
You know, I'm saying you used to send it in your kids. You used to send it in your kids, but when you see it spew off into their seeds, like some of you, like I'm my mama's son, but everybody say I cook and clean and live like my granny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean it's like I'm living for that, bro. I'm putting grudges at, like, I used to be so much in a dark place about my daughter, bro, when I had to bury my daughter. Like, all the people that have mad love for me did not know how to reach me and wanted to help bad as fuck. Like, my kids was like a big support center, but it's like because they sink the same cat that was over there with the rah, 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 no mercy and woo, woo, woo.
Humble.
He broke. Yeah. He broke now.
Yeah.
He broke. I never had nothing took from me to that magnitude. Like, I offered God $5,100 in my pocket at my daughter's funeral. Like, let's switch out. I'll give you this. You give me her back. Like, wow. That was so serious. Like, because I didn't know how to accept the sacrifice of awareness.
Right.
Like, I say that. Like, if my daughter hadn't transitioned like that, I'd probably still been in that state doing what I was doing with no mercy. And
right.
he has a bigger, when they say he got a bigger plan for you, man, you're not finna tell this man how to draw up his paperwork to send this shit to you. You get
right.
It uncut and raw right then and there when he give it to you.
Yeah.
People that know me that's getting on here or that know me that's getting on your slot, they know I never talk like that, bro.
Right.
You have to been scarred, touched, and left with something, man. You know what I'm saying? And it left me with the sense of, I know a lot of people, bro, do not want to go through the L's I went through. And I can't even live to see it on their face because I know how much it's going to hurt or how much it's going to cost. Crush them. So I had to realize too, Rodas, that the power of the tongue is a motherfucker.
Oh yeah. Spell. You know God spell.
But it's like you couldn't tell me that because I had everything I needed to not think proper.
Right. You had all of the distractions.
There you go. On the head. I had every last one of them. All of them to the top notch of them. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, when it took me 15 years to get my life back, bro, I was just giving up shit like I didn't even understand how easy I was doing. Like, that shit, just the end of it, right before I left Chicago, bro. I left Chicago around 2018. But I was spending most of that time in fucking Jackson Park on the fourth floor. You know what I'm saying?
I already know, man. They're looking at across the street from Jewel.
But ain't it blissful to be able to laugh at now?
Yeah.
To look back and laugh on it. Because I didn't understand, bro. And on top of that, I was having seizures back to back. Now I don't register them as seizures. I start registering them now as my most high was just shaking all that negativity out of me. Like, nigga, I'm finna give you everything you want. You ain't gonna need none of this shit you got in your head.
Right.
Put the game back, put all the bags down, nigga, and boom.
Break yourself. He deboed me.
He deboed me.
Let me break you down and rebuild.
Here come God. Put that on.
Yeah.
So when he did it and took it, I was like, damn, bro. Like, he pushed me down and made me stumble and lose everything that I thought was value. But he never let me hit my head, bro. When I fell trying to catch my balance. And he just pick me back up. And that's when I just started thinking. Like, and when I started thinking, I started seeing a lot of close people get their seat for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My daddy, you know what I'm saying? One of my closest brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I start seeing people get these seats, and I'm like, I stop really doing the human normal thing, crying, feeling down, and start sticking my chest out for these people.
Yeah.
Like, these were soldiers, males and females. They were soldiers. My granny was a fucking soldier. My pops was a soldier. Man, they gave him money, 21 guns. Yeah, bro. You know, we not getting no 21 gun salute when we pass. I would hope so, but fuck the government. I don't fuck with them like that, but they gave my daddy one. Now, me being his seed, his first born name.
Your dad was a vet.
You see what I'm saying? So whatever grace they put him in with that, I'm the son of that. I'm not the son of a meth head. Or a career bank robber, you know, some shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He retired from University of Chicago. That used to be my playground.
Right.
I stayed on 57 in Maryland. That was my playground. I used to run through the motherfucking hospital and vandalize the vending machines, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? But it was fun growing up knowing that you have to grow up.
Yeah.
They don't get that. They don't get that today, bro. They can Google the shit. They can just ask Siri.
Yeah, they could Google it, but it ain't the same.
Of course, but like, who would do that? Why would you even do that?
Exactly.
Why would you do that to this youth? Why would you build and create something to think for them? Why would you take that from them?
You would take so you could take away the ability of thinking for yourself. So you can stay in control.
Yeah. So you can stay in control. You get these kids this high-ass devices and all this old good shit they want or whatever. Hell no, they ain't finna listen to their parents. You know what I'm saying? First thing that the child do turn over now, first thing in the morning. And now let me take that back. First thing the average person does now in the morning, go take a piss. Come back and look at their phone. They don't say good morning to the person that's in the bed to them.
No.
And I said average. So if anybody out there saying, no, I do that with mine, fuck out of here. Even if you do say good morning, you trying to see who said good morning to you.
Right.
Like when I greet you in the morning, bro, and I see you, you know what I'm saying, top of the morning, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there go my man. There go my man. And you respond right back. Because it's good vibe, it's good energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then if we could start our day off like that, then we're going to carry that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to have a good day.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, but I think the flip side, how it all started, rest in peace to the little guy, little cat JoJo. You know what I'm saying? When they start glamorizing that shit on Facebook, now he was the sacrificial lamb to show motherfuckers how that go bad. And he didn't deserve that. I don't care who
like
child was.
Shorty. I like them.
But here's the thing. They didn't grow up with no motherfucking yummy. We grew up with yummy.
Right. So, and that's so why the stuff, that's kids, why the stuff so happened with Tupac.
Yeah, bro. When I hear these kids talk that tough shit or how they gang and how they, man, y'all motherfuckers wasn't Robert Sanders. Mm. Y'all wasn't little yummy. This man goddamn wasn't even 14, 15 years old. That man had a body count over 40.
Mm-hmm.
You motherfuckers is just ganging up on motherfuckers and shooting in the crowd because y'all got them scared to really get. But, you know, okay, I don't want you to prove me different. You know what I'm saying? Right. My thing is I have to say something and show something because the very person that you letting slide, this might be the person your daughter take a liking to.
Yeah.
So, come on, bro. Who you gonna shit on first? Yourself for being lazy minded and not reaching out, or you know what I'm saying? You gonna blame the other motherfuckers?
Exactly.
I had to stop doing that. When I seen fit for me to speak up, I spoke up.
Right.
When it's for me to sit back and you know just watch what's going on, I got a big ass chessboard the size of a goddamn car hood in there.
Man,
so I just sit back and watch and wait and see who make the next move. I'm not perfect, bro. I won't even try to attempt that. I don't understand the knowledge of that. I'm a normal motherfucking individual. I don't want to be titled as big boss, Dr. Dre, what? I just want to be a regular individual that been through the shit that people got them been through, and I survived it to a certain extent. Right. To a certain extent, whereas I'm not taking nothing out on nobody. Right. Like anybody I act in, or anybody I meet of today, you know what I'm saying? I feel good talking to them without having to get into my background. Oh yeah, man, I remember, you know what I'm saying? Like I get that with shorties now. Shorties that be getting out of jail. Yeah, I remember my uncle was talking about you, or they was talking about me. I mentioned
you. It's shameful now when you see them in past.
Bro. Yeah. Like it's like I had no regrets, but at the same time, I would have loved for y'all to speak on me like that music wise.
Right. Your kids or your grandkids or your sisters or something that's like, what the fuck you say? Talking about you?
So I'm like, this is why I came with the Ace Ill production, the Ill's World. Well, actually, my dude, Irk the Nerve, you know what I'm saying, created Ill's World podcast for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what's up. He created all three podcasts, man.
So how often do Ill's World drop?
Every Saturday at 7 o'clock, like I say, on YouTube, matter of fact. Yeah. Every Saturday at 7 o'clock on YouTube.
Okay.
But
I'm subscribed.
I think I already sent you one, bro.
Yeah, I'm subscribed.
I said the people I'm destined and wanting to interview, you know what I'm saying, which is pretty much all the people we both know, they're active.
Yeah,
and like I say, I know how our relationship is, so it's like I down there can catch somebody just coming off a video shoot, bro, tired, ready to go home. But if I say, man, bro, I need you to get on my podcast, I know they tired, but I'm gonna do it just for you, homie. Mm-hmm. You my dude. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just been learning how to respect people's they grind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about because my grind was up here and I can live that, been there, done that shit. It don't matter, bro, if I've been there and done it. It matters that I need to be doing it now if it needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we are needed more than we think we not. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, the average young cat that's living in a single home with just him and his mama, brothers and sisters, whatever, he not just willingly stepping up to being a man type shit. You hear so much hatred, or however you take it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you going to need that motherfucking individual, you know, to stand up and play their part. But ain't nobody there to tell them how to play their part. Even the niggas whom it is. Like, this your fucking child, but since you mad at the bitch, you don't want to have nothing to do with the baby. I lived all that goofy-ass shit, bro. I did all that shit. That's, man, please, I don't give a fuck what my BMs ask me for. If I can do it, I ain't even trying to question y'all. I'm just going to get it out the way. I can hate you bitches all day long, but here. You said this here. Like to the day. And I ain't got no babies, fam. My kids got them and all my babies over 18 down there. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't, you know, but to show them, okay, you can't keep blaming this on their mama. You just did some fucked up shit on your own, too. I got to take accountability for that shit, bro. That's how young men become grown men. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a lot of males and not enough men.
Yeah, bro. And like, that's why I commend and respect the fuck out of my sons that got kids, fam, that does not want to raise their fucking kids like they did he raised them. Like, I love that shit. I won't never try to show some type of other reaction of, oh, man, why you ain't, none of that. I don't, you know, first of all, I ain't got no fucking gang tattoos and shit on me. My shit's embedded in the heart. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I don't want to sugarcoat and tell none of my kids, fam. You know, like, I'm glad none of my kids want their kids to be like this, but it's not like my kids don't love me. Like, that nigga, we just know what the fuck you is,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And hell no, like I show his ass how to fight like you, but goddamn it, hell no, you know, because I did every fucking thing, bro. Like, I to the point where it's, I ain't proud of it, but, you know, I ain't mad I went through it either, because it's why I stick to my guns now, of not becoming that once was, or you the same person, like shit I used to be. I, you know, I can easily go back to being, but I, nobody's a threat to me but me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I got people that's gonna respect my MO, bros. And with that being said, I make that grow. I don't take that and truck or bully or say you better have. Man, you know how much a person, goddammit, is appreciated. You, I mean, how that person feels when they're respected.
Yeah.
Like, for you to even ask me to, you know, bro, let me do an interview on you and we'll have to win. Like, that was big to me, bro.
Yeah.
And then me and you would look at us like, oh, we really ain't nowhere. We just two brothers that got access to do what we doing, man. Sure. You know, like, we ain't finna get no Grammy Award, you know, for this, you know, having this conversation. But I took it serious, bro, because you only said it one time. Like, bro, hey, man, I want to interview you. Like, you don't have to stress it. I'm like, damn, why me? Well, let me go.
Why not?
Because, you know what I'm saying? And I never gave myself those shots, is what I'm saying, bro. So for me to wholeheartedly say, like I was saying, my dude that built the platform for me, Ace Hill Production, I mean, Ill's World Podcast.
Right.
Bro, do you know it took this man like almost 2 to 4 years to even get me to even think about being on the motherfucking podcast on social media, period?
Man, the world needs you.
Because he knew who I was.
Yeah,
like, man, I know that you ain't gonna do this, you know. So I had to. If the world need me, I want to come in the form of music, bro. Because I can't come wholeheartedly as the man they want to see. Because I come with flaws. You know what I'm saying? I come with imperfection that these kids want to see.
Right.
I'm not a stand up fucking parent. I never was. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what parenting was. Goddammit, outside of my parents. So. All these my peoples, fam. Bay Area, what's going on? I got love, fam, because I gave it up. I gave love. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't come.
It's called mutualism.
You know what I'm saying?
Mutualism, you know, and reciprocity.
Yeah. Correct. I absolutely said just like that, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I earned how these people draw to me. Yeah. I earned that. You know what I'm saying? They used to send me being negative back then or whatever. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like little bro just got on here now. Like, he used to send me negative. Now when he see me doing my music or doing something, you know, constructive, you know, getting the food truck or having that little business or whatever, you know, like, that's when it's, you know, man, bro, hey, I'm proud of you doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. Like, damn, I didn't know he was, you know, but that's the way I was doing them. You know what I'm saying? Watching them grow, you know, if you're watching them grow, you know, I ain't got to tell you every day you're getting taller. I just know I'm watching you grow. You know what I'm saying? And they grow from nothing, bro. And then when I see them get something based on certain ways they had to be and make themselves, you know, or make themselves become, you know what I'm saying? Like, they understand sacrifice.
Yeah.
They understand, like shit, motherfucker ain't going to live on the block forever.
The world is bigger than the block.
Yeah, but see, you can't tell real block huggers that. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell dedicated block huggers that. I was a dedicated block hugger. So yeah. I can't. So now when I see it, it's easy for me to say, hey, bro, I know you're going to say you heard that before or whatever, but that ain't going to work out. It ain't gonna work out for you, bro. Yeah, if I was you, I'd switch up. You know, I'll take that little money I got and go, you know, do this and do something. Like, little bro right here, you're a businessman now.
Hey, but look, hey, let me tell you something. It's hard to go from making $10,000 a day in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you just said a mouthful right there. You ain't even got to finish that unless you're gonna do it for your listeners.
So look, I'm actually wrap it up, and we could finish it on your podcast.
Okay.
So I'm I'm gonna end it right there. So, hey, I thank Ace for coming to Riders Live. Tell the people where they can follow you.
Man, y'all can follow me on Ace Porter on Facebook. Y'all can follow me on Ace Ill Production on Instagram. Y'all can follow me on Ill's World Podcast on YouTube. And shit, actually, y'all can walk with me. Don't even follow me. I ain't nobody to follow. Walk with me. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all see it, y'all subscribe, link in, man. I'm on every Saturday at 7 o'clock. I'm probably going to do our interview with me and you, Rodas, on Blurred Mind Media.
Okay.
Just so I can stay on point with it, you know what I'm saying? Stay on schedule. So once again, y'all can catch me Saturday at 7 o'clock, Ill's World Podcast, every Saturday at 7 o'clock on Ill's World Podcast. Music, man, if y'all want y'all music videos done, interviews, you know, y'all can reach me at aceporter43@gmail.com. Fuck it. I'm so public, man. 773-367-7791. I'm all about music, bro. I done everything else. All I want to do is make music and deal with people that wants to make music with me. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, Rodas, hey, I appreciate you having me on here, bro. Indeed. Anytime you feel the need, goddamn, you need my support or input on anything, bro. You know, we brothers, we good. So you ain't got to do nothing. Let me know when you ready for me to put the apple on the teacher's desk.
Yes, sir. We out.